Emily Vani, your host here at Newswear's Trade Talk. Joining me is trading anchor Bill Olson, who brings more than 30 years of institutional trading experience to our program. At Trade Talk, we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Today is Wednesday, March 30th. Will the positive sentiment remain during today's regular trading session? Yesterday, the S&P 500 and Dow saw their fourth straight day of gains, the S&P 500 up 1.2%, climbing out of correction territory. The Dow added 338 points, the NASDAQ notching its second day in the green, and is now only 10% from its record high. Bill, let's get into today with what is happening in the markets this morning.
Good morning, Emily. I'm watching the S&Ps. S&Ps are trading lower, indicating a lower opening this morning. Realistically, the optimism that we had yesterday in the market that Russia was going to actually pull back out of the Ukraine and stop their what's being called aggressive action, that's really started to fade. It's not there anymore because, you know, you talk to the military people with the satellites that are looking down on the ground, and they're saying there really hasn't been any troop movements to support the idea that Russia is pulling back. That's really concerning. That's why, you know, the market is starting to waver and starting to believe that maybe Russia won't pull back. Maybe they were just, you know, throwing that news item out there as a way to start negotiations. But yeah, it still looks like it's going on. There were sirens going on all last night in the areas of conflict. So it's not really a positive for the markets this morning. Then you have, you know, you have, you know, the market, which is really starting to focus on inflation, the bond yields. The bond yields inverted yesterday. Now, you know, I'm not going to, I don't go running for the hills whenever the bond yields invert. It can happen. But there's more than one indicator that signals a recession. And an inverted yield curve is one, but it's not the only one. So I'm not jumping, you know, ship just yet. We have a number of key economic indicators coming out today. And of course, we got the inflationary reading that's coming out tomorrow, which is really going to start taking over the market's focus. But be cautious because, you know, if Russia does start to pull back troops and there is evidence of that, this market could push higher. So this is, you know, that's what I'm going to be watching for. I'm looking over at, you know, the European markets and, they are trading, you know, off. I mean, Germany's down 200 points or about 1.4%. London, because it's so heavily into minerals and oil, they're actually up six, seven points this morning. You look overseas, Hong Kong finished higher by 1.39%. Tokyo dropped 0.8%. So they were mixed. But China actually had a good run yesterday. They were up over 1%. You're looking at crude oil. Crude oil futures are up over 2.5% this morning. You know, they did dip below $100 a barrel for WTI, but they're back trading at the 107 level this morning. So just keep an eye on the headlines. You got to watch for any news coming out of Russia and Ukraine today, Emily.
And Bill, we have a full docket of earnings to run down today. So give us a look at what is going on in terms of earnings action.
Yeah, we had a lot of good earnings come out. You know, Calmine Foods, that ticker CALM, Charlie Apple, Larry Mary, they missed by 2 cents, but they did it on higher revenue. Stocks up almost 1% on the news. Progressive Software, they beat by 12 cents. They did that on higher revenue. Stock hasn't opened up yet. It's still a very wide spread there. Micron Technologies, that ticker MU, Michael Under, they beat by 17 cents on higher revenue and gave solid guidance. You look at Micron, it's up 3.24% this morning. PVH, Paul Victor Henry, they beat by 84 cents on higher revenue. You know, that stock hasn't opened up for trading, but it does look like it's going to be opening up higher. So that one really surprised me. Lululemon, they beat by 9 cents, but they just met revenue expectations. But that stock's up 6.73% this morning. Five Below, they came out this morning with earnings. They beat by 1 cent, and they did that on lower revenue. You look at shares of Five Below, they're actually trading lower by 3.73% this morning. Chewy.com, CHWY, Charlie Henry William Yellow. They reported Q4 revenue of $239 billion, $2.39 billion. The consensus estimate with here was $2.42 billion. You know, that's not enough for the valuation. That's why you've seen the stock down over 14% this morning. And RH.com, formerly known as Restoration Hardware, ticker RH, Richard Henry, they beat by 8 cents, but it was done on lower revenue. That's why the stock is down 4.59% this morning. Terms of upcoming earnings, what we have coming up, Walgreens Boots Alliance coming out tomorrow, William Boy Apple. EPS estimate here is $1.38. Expected move here is 4.96%. Duck Creek Technologies, that's ticker DCT, David, Charlie, Tom. Their EPS estimate is 1 cent, and the expected move here is 11.91%. And ticker NCNO, Nancy, Charlie, Nancy, Oscar. EPS estimate is for them to lose 9 cents, and the expected move here is 16.76%. But that's what I have for you in terms of earnings, Emily.
Bill, you mentioned some key economic indicators today. So give us what to watch for in terms of economic events.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, we got two big ones coming up this week. Obviously, we have the inflationary reading on Thursday and the monthly jobless numbers, non-farm payrolls report coming out on Friday. But prior to that Friday, we have the ADP employment report, which is coming out today at 8:15 a.m. That's kind of like a precursor of what the non-farm payrolls report is going to be out. So you got to watch that when that comes out. But at 8:30, 1 hour before the market opens, we're going to get the GDP report. That's going to be interesting. That could be a market mover report. At 10:30, we have the EIA oil stockpiles report. You know, I mean, this is really concerning, these oil stockpiles. We've got to keep an eye on them. We have some good Fed speak going on today at 9:15 a.m. We're going to hear from Fed Bank President Thomas Barkin. And then at 1 p.m., we're going to be hearing from Kansas City Fed Bank President Esther George. But that's what I have for you in terms of economic events hitting the tape this morning, Emily.
Back at the top of the show, Bill, you also told our listeners to watch those headlines coming out of Russia and Ukraine. Those and other headlines do have the ability to move the market. And you're able to catch all these important headlines using your Newswear alerts. So tell us, what do you see as possibly moving the markets today?
You know, one note, I caught that Hood headline yesterday about how they're going to be moving to 24/7 trading. I mean, that was just easy money. You knew that stock was going to be running. I got it at 13 something and the stock ran to 16. But yeah, that was a good trade yesterday. In terms of, like, you know, my alerts, I'm watching, you know, events. I'm watching, you know, sectors. And one sector I always watch is the FANG, because, you know, it really does, you know, have ability to move the markets. All the FANG stocks are trading lower this morning. We're looking at some of the headlines that have hit the tape on these stocks. Apple, ticker AAPL. Bank of America came out and they said, ignore the press releases. iPhone demand still remains strong. You know, the Bank of America has good analysts. So, yeah, we can be positive on that, but it's not doing enough for the stock today because the stock's down 0.6% this morning. Facebook, apparently Facebook paid a GOP firm to orchestrate a campaign against TikTok last year. That's interesting. They're really getting into the government politics. Google, apparently their deal with UPS, United Parcel Service. UPS appears set to announce another expansion of its deal with Google Cloud. So that's going to be positive for shares of Google when that comes out. And Tesla, ticker TSLA, you know, they made an undisclosed nickel deal to acquire nickel with the company Vale in the past year, which should not surprise anyone because Tesla was out there willing to prepay for materials, and they made it very well known. I also see on Tesla that the UAW president has had no discussions with Tesla ahead of this upcoming union vote that's going on. Moving over to our Dow 30 alert, the shares of Merck, ticker MRK. They're expecting an FDA decision on Friday regarding the expanded use of Vax Nuance. Ticker V, which is Visa. You know, apparently Russia has built a parallel system that escapes Russian sanctions for credit card payments. And then we're just looking at Goldman Sachs. They announced during the day yesterday that they acquired pension robo-advisor Next Capital. In terms of other merger news that's going out there, Crane, ticker CR, Crane and Company. They're about to separate into two public companies, ticker CR. So there's going to be some activity in that stock today. Let's see what it's doing this morning. I haven't checked in a while. CR, has it opened yet? Yeah, it's up, 1.73%. Yeah, that has room to move higher. Citigroup, that's ticker C, they're going to be selling their consumer business in India to Axis Bank. Apparently, Axis is going to pay Citi $1.6 billion for this consumer business segment. In terms of guidance, let's hit some guidance numbers that came out yesterday. We have Chewy, ticker CHWY. They see Q1 revenue coming in at between $2.4 billion and $2.43 billion. Street estimates are $2.51 billion. Not good. PVH Corp, Paul Victor Henry, they're seeing Q1 estimates coming in between $1.55 and $1.60. The street estimate is $2.35. That's got to, play a factor in the upcoming movement in the stock price. Lululemon, ticker LULU. We mentioned earlier that the shares are trading up almost 7%, but they see Q1 earnings coming in between $1.38 and $1.43. Why? Because the consensus is at $1.29. That's an uptick. That's why you're seeing that 7% raise in Lululemon stock this morning. Micron, they see Q3 EPS of $2.46, plus or minus 10 cents. Consensus is $2.21. So that's an uptick no matter what how they look. Even if you minus the 10 cents, it's still an uptick. So, Micron trading strong this morning, up 2.75%. In terms of shareholders news, Five Below, ticker FIVE, they're having a virtual analyst day today that starts at 9 a.m. Crane, ticker CR, I just mentioned how they're splitting into two companies. Their investor meeting that starts this morning, today at 8:30. So they kind of already announced the big news, but that's why you pay attention to these shareholders meetings. MKC, this is McCormick and Company. They're having their shareholders meeting today that's going to start at 2 p.m. In terms of buyback news, North Fork Southern, that's ticker NSC, Nancy, Sam, Charlie, they authorized a stock buyback plan of up to $10 billion. Lululemon, ticker LULU, they announced a $1 billion stock repurchasing plan. And BNTX, Boy, Nancy, Tom, X-Ray, BioNTech, they expect to authorize $1.5 billion in share repurchasing program over the next 2 years. So it's a positive all around when you start seeing these buybacks, Emily.
This is the type of data that Newswear delivers daily. It's factual. It's market moving. And our alerting functions bring it to your attention as it happens. Go to www.newswear.com now and sign up for the trial and see for yourself the benefits that Professional Newswire delivers. It is that time of the show for the Trade Talk pick of the day. Bill, what is your pick of the day today?
Emily, I'm going to go with Chevron, ticker CVX, Charlie Victor X-Ray. The whole Russia situation has the market on edge. The inverted bond yields has the market on edge. But the Russian situation, was really putting, causing the oil market to be in flux. So you see oil up 2% this morning. I see that Poland announced a plan to wean itself off of Russian oil imports by the end of the year. I see that Saudi Arabia announced that they will be raising their prices to Asia. And then you have that OPEC meeting. There's an OPEC meeting with an announcement tomorrow, and they're likely to stick to their planned output increases, even though they're falling short of actually adding additional stockpiles. But they are going to most likely, announce a 400,000 barrels per day increase. So you have these factors that could really push oil higher. When you start having bullish activity in oil, the oil stocks like Chevron tend to move higher. So I'm looking at shares of Chevron. If I can get in the low 165 or under 165, like 164.75 to 165, that would be great. But I think we're going to have the opportunity to see some gains in Chevron today. You just got to sit there and wait for a good entry price. I think the news out there on oil is bullish, and that's going to be bullish for the stock price of Chevron. And we can see those shares trading higher between now and tomorrow morning. But that's what I have for you in terms of a stock pick today, Emily.
And we will watch Chevron along with you to see if it's another win. And coming up, we will find out if yesterday's pick was a win as well. A lot of green yesterday, so we'll check in on paychecks coming up. But ahead of that, let's take a look at the current breaking headlines that have hit the tape in our Hot Off the Press segment. Bill, take it away.
Yeah, I'm seeing P&G, Procter & Gamble stocks down 1.4%. I see JP Morgan downgrade the stock to neutral from overweight. Quest Diagnostics, that's ticker DGX, workforce drug test positivity climbs to its highest levels. Interesting. IBM partners with Discover to enhance digital transformation of systems. FedEx, ticker FDX, plans to test autonomous drone cargo delivery with Elroy Air. Netflix has meaningful room for subscriber penetration. VSAT, Victor Sam, Apple Tom, hackers who crippled satellite modems in Ukraine are still attacking VSAT, according to a news report that just hit. Wayfair, ticker W, they're getting smoked this morning in the pre-market. They got a downgrade to sell from a tier two broker this morning. Germany's inflation, its highest point in more than 40 years, okay. Apple's launching a $50 million supplier employee development fund. That's all I'm seeing this morning in terms of the news in the last 15 minutes, Emily.
Before we go, let's check in on yesterday's pick of the day, which was Paychex. The company is scheduled to release earnings this morning ahead of the bell, and they have an earnings call scheduled for 9:30 a.m. Yesterday, Bill, you mentioned the fact that strong hiring growth would help companies like Paychex. In fact, according to the latest Paychex IHS Market Small Business Employment Watch, hourly earnings growth continued to advance for the 10th consecutive month for workers of the U.S. small businesses. The CEO of Paychex was cited yesterday as saying many employees continue to benefit from solid hourly earnings growth. In fact, year over year, hourly earnings growth has improved more than 2% since May 2021. Bill, we'll continue to watch to see when those earnings come out. But how did your call work out yesterday?
Paychex was a winner any way you look at it. PAYX. Its stock opened up at $130.76. It closed at 132.53. Now, right there, that's a 1.3% differential. Remember, our target price is 1% either way. But this morning, you know, the earnings report hasn't come out yet, but this stock has been volatile. I see it right now trading up to 133.57. You know, that's over, that's a nice move there. But it traded as high as 138.50 this morning. I mean, earlier it was trading 135, which I think was fair. That's a 3.6% move from yesterday's opening price. So any way you look at it, Paychex was a great winner. If you bought it at the open, sold it at the end, you made money. If you held on to it this morning, you're still making money. And guess what? We're still waiting for the earnings to come out. They still haven't hit. I still see the call put ratio of 3.3 calls to every one put on the stock from yesterday. So that's a positive. Paychex was a real winner, and it made money, and we've been having a good run. So yeah, I was pretty happy with Paychex.
Well, Bill, we will see if that winning streak continues with Chevron. We will check in with you tomorrow about that pick of the day. And thank you as always for your expert insight. Join us back here tomorrow and each weekday morning at Newswear's Trade Talk, when we provide the facts, themes, and trading ideas for the day ahead. Again, I'm your host, Emily Bonney, here with trading anchor Bill Olson. Traders, you know what to do. Let's go out there and make some green.